This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two additional bodies were recovered Monday from the wreckage of a 12-story oceanfront apartment building in Surfside, Florida, the building that partially collapsed last week near Miami Beach. This brings the current death toll from the disaster to 11. About 150 people remain missing, according to Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava, who held Monday's media briefing near the scene of the collapse. A section of the building containing about 55 apartments collapsed in the pre-dawn hours last Thursday. Rescue officials say search crews are using what they call a de-layering process to search for remains or survivors. Workers are also using rescue dogs and sonar technology as they go through the ruins of the building, in large part searching by hand. The mayor stressed the numbers are very fluid and expected to change. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before Thursday's collapse. Local, state, and federal officials have all promised a thorough investigation. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict, and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits the results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms, which won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. Since the fighting erupted in November, Abiy's international reputation has suffered as the world struggles to investigate allegations of atrocities. This is VOA News.